After weeks of bowl games that seemed to bleed into one another, two college teams played the one that really mattered last night. Ohio State is the undefeated national champion after winning the Fiesta Bowl and ending the University of Miami's 34-game winning streak. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ saw the double overtime contest in Tempe, Arizona.
To say that this game came down to one crucial play is a major understatement. As time expired in regulation, Miami tied the game at 17 with a field goal. Then, in what became an emotional seesaw for both teams and their fans, Ohio State and Miami played through two overtimes and more than a half dozen make-or-break plays before the Buckeyes stopped the Hurricanes four straight times on the two-yard line. Miami quarterback Ken Dorsey's screen pass glanced off the hands of his intended receiver and fell to the ground, taking with it his team's hopes of back-to-back national titles. But for the Ohio State fans...
I can't believe it! Yes! I can't believe it! Yes! Yes! We're the national champions!
National champions!
The last time Ohio State won a national title, Lyndon Johnson was president, and legendary Ohio State coach Woody Hayes paced the sidelines. Now, Jim Tressel's the man at the helm for the Buckeyes. Amid scarlet and gray fireworks overhead in an instant last night, he became a hero to tens of thousands of the scarlet and gray faithful. He finally delivered what so many have been craving for so long.
Best day of my life, by far.
I mean, it's indescribable.
First
you can't describe
many.
It.
First of many for Jim Tressel.
Ohio State alum Russ Barmaster certainly hopes it's the first of many.
Well, I played a national championship team in 1957 and saw the other ones go, and this is absolutely unbelievable that we've been able to do this. Jim Tressel is an absolute marvel.
Miami was heavily favored going into last night's game, largely because of their speedy offense. But Woody Hayes was famous for saying defense wins championships, and the Buckeyes were able to keep one of college football's fastest and most explosive offenses at bay. Radio sports analyst Bob Kemp says the Ohio State defense didn't give up big plays, the kind Miami's so well known for. He says that's what kept the Buckeyes in the game and eventually led to the upset win.
But yeah, they made plays at the end of games all year long. It's completely the opposite of last year. Last year they lost games in the second half. They lost five games last year when they were either tied or ahead in the fourth quarter.
The Buckeyes certainly had to be helped by their fans. Most of the 77,500 people in the stands were decidedly in favor of the Buckeyes, a fact not lost on Coach Jim Tressel.
We thought we were in a home game. I mean, it felt like a home game. The crowd was loud when we needed it loud and not quite as loud when we needed it softer.
To please those fans and his players, the straight-laced and smartly dressed Tressel agreed to change his hairstyle if the Bucks could pull off the win.
I got to get my hair a little longer, they say. So I'm gonna have to grow it out for a couple days, and then we'll have to get some cornrows.
Right here
some
in the
gray
front.
Cornrows.
While Tressel was letting his hair down with reporters in the interview room, Buckeyes standout freshman running back Maurice Clarett made his way to the locker room under cover of his helmet. Earlier in the week, Clarett lashed out at the Ohio State Athletic Department after a dispute over whether he should return to Ohio for the funeral of a murdered friend. Clarett deserves a lot of credit for last night's victory. He scored two touchdowns, including the game winner, and stripped the ball from a Miami player who just intercepted an Ohio State pass. In an interview with a local reporter, however, he remained subdued.
Just winning another game to me. I'm the same after every game.
This is not just another game, though, right?
To who?
Look out in the look around in the stadium.
I don't mean nothing to me. It's just winning another ball game.
But to the Ohio State fans, this was more than just another win. It's the one they've been waiting for since 1968. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Tempe, Arizona.